My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
There's a lot of people on the Jets that play with the passion. There's good players, but when there is one person that kind of does one thing, it turns the whole thing. So, of course, I love chatter, talk. That's a part of the game. But when you're saying overly disrespectful things and you're talking to players like 17, that is probably the best quarterback in the NFL. Are we even talking for real? Why are you talking to us? Why are you doing that to us? And then, like, you're chasing guys in the tunnel. It's fake. That's fake, bro.
Allen looking to his right, flicks it out to James Cook, who's in for the touchdown, a 5-yard touchdown pass from Allen to Cook. And the Cook is in the kitchen. And the pass is complete to Shakir. Gets away from the tackle to the 40, 35, 30. Doubles back to the 20. Still loose. He's going all the way for the touchdown.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
And happy Buffalo Bills Football Monday. We'll do it again where it's a Football Monday and there's a game on a Monday and then Football Tuesday becomes Football Monday. You know, we shuffle things around. Jeremy White with you. Joe's off today. He's in New York. He's going to the game tonight, so we'll talk to him tomorrow about the experience and, you know, maybe a little bit of post-game stuff. But happy Monday. Happy game day. What did you do? How'd you enjoy your Sunday? Big opportunity to watch other teams in the league or to do nothing. It did rain most of the day. Saturday, perfect. Sunday, you know, not so much. And today, good day to stay inside and make soup. Or something like that. But Buffalo Bills Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Phone number is 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to start off this October 14th ahead of Monday Night Football, the Bills and the Jets. And a game that, I think it's going to tell us a little bit more about our football team, which is not exactly saying much, but it's how it goes. We're going to learn a little more about them. And whether or not the division is going to be a race this year, right? Isn't that pretty much what we're learning tonight? Is this going to be a race this year? Because if the Jets win, then the Jets are in first place, which seems kind of ridiculous as the Jets have already fired their coach and moved on to a new interim head coach in Jeff Ulbrich. So if the Bills fall to the Jets, it's a race. And if the Bills win, then I think for most of the season, we will all kind of move back into evaluation mode and just wait to see them win the division and where it goes from there. That's the big picture of this week against the Jets. The way the standings are laid out, the way the schedules go, the Bills after this one, I think, fall into a soft spot in the schedule. If you watched any of the league yesterday, maybe you watched Seattle on Thursday Night Football. That's an opponent in 2 weeks. Next week, it's Tennessee. If you watch the Titans and the Colts, you probably think that, you know, Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich and this defense are going to have themselves a day against Will Levis, who can't get the ball to his number one receiver, no catches on 8 targets for Calvin Ridley. The Titans are a little bit of a mess right now. So it's a softer spot after this week. This week, I don't know, I've been confident for weeks that the Jets just aren't it. They just don't have it. But that said, if you have been a Bills fan and watched Bills Jets anywhere in the last 5 years, you know that it doesn't really matter if the Jets are good. They still harass the Bills and give them a tough time. I mean, this Bills team with Sean McDermott, with Josh Allen, they've lost multiple games to Zach Wilson. And Aaron Rodgers, of course, the star of the show there in New York, he is a better quarterback than Zach Wilson. I'm not sure how much better. He is a little better, but maybe a lot better, and has the Jets at least thinking this is a year to push and go for it if they can continue to get what they need to get. So tonight's a big one, and I don't know if you're stressed. I don't know if you're feeling great about it. If it wasn't the team in the green, I would be feeling great about it. I'm not worried about Rodgers. I'm not worried about the personnel the Jets have. I'm a little worried about that defense, because the team that wears green on defense has consistently had the quarterback's number as much as anyone, or the coordinator's number as much as anyone. This is going back multiple offensive coordinators, right? You think about if this were Family Feud, 100 Bills fans are asked, which defense gives Josh Allen the most trouble? Wouldn't the number one answer be the Jets? Wouldn't the number one answer be Robert Saleh's or Jeff Ulbrich here? Those Jets, they give Allen the toughest time. They turn him over a lot. Last year's opener, an example, 3 interceptions. There are games down there where the Jets get out to an early lead and the Bills have to come back. There's the 4 interception game somewhere in there where the Bills come back to win anyway. You know, they're down 16-0, win 17-16. It's just, for whatever reason, whether it's the atmosphere, if it's the scheme, they do a good job against Allen. And that's where this week, maybe it's a little more daunting, because right now, if you're asking a Bills fan or asking me about your faith and your belief in this offense, it has been shaken to a large degree. If you watch the league, did it give you any thought about the Bills offense? I watched a lot of the Detroit game. Detroit right now is, you know, they could beat teams with both hands tied behind their back offensively. They are on one. They look like the Bills against the Jaguars. Maybe you watch the Jaguars, who got stomped by the Bears, and that makes you feel a little less confident about what the Bills have done to start the young season. But the thing I was thinking about for this conversation on the offense and what happens next is, like, I'm not here to tell you the Bills are going to fire Joe Brady. I do not think that's in the cards. What I do wonder is, if this offense sputters again this week, it can't sputter as much as it did against Houston. I mean, the quarterback went 9-for-30. It can't be that bad. But if it's another sputtering performance, what I wonder is where we put and where Bills fans put the responsibility for that. Where does it really chiefly lie, the responsibility for offensive woes? I mean, you could say the salary cap and the transition year, and this is the year that this kind of had to happen. They had to drift back. They eat a bunch of dead money on the Diggs trade, and, you know, they're going to have to draft some guys to the offense. They've got young players, pieces coming together, blah, blah, blah. You could say all that. You could look at the offensive coordinator and wonder about him. You could look at the GM. I mean, there's a lot of different areas to point to, but it feels like a test. It feels like a big test. Khalil Shakir, not ruled out yet. James Cook, not ruled out yet. And the Bills are turning to what? Hopefully a Keon Coleman breakout. Hopefully a Dalton Kincaid breakout. Feels silly to be asking for a Kincaid breakout, but that is kind of where it feels like people are. Kincaid's name's come up an awful lot more lately, right? Where you're seeing these other pass-catching tight ends have a slow start to the season, and then, oh, there they are. There's Trey McBride yesterday. There's Evan Engram with a huge game, even though it was in a loss. There's Sam Laporta. His first touchdown of the season came this week. And for the Bills and Kincaid, this experiment, this journey they've started to take since they grabbed him in the first round and decided that this was what their offense could be built through. It's never really been built through it, right? It's you go out and get a first-round pick tight end that's supposed to be the best pass catcher in the draft, and in a game like this where you're on the road playing against a defense that has given you problems years and year over year over year, maybe this is a player that can give you some different looks and some different ideas so you can finally break through against this one team that is so good against you. And last year, they did that in the second game. They blew him out. But the first game was that scary one, right? It's Diggs and Deonte Hardy and Gabe Davis, and Josh Allen's getting picked off, looking for all three of those guys. So maybe middle-of-the-field stuff, maybe Kincaid. If Shakir can play, of course, everyone's going to feel a lot better. But right now, heading into Monday night, it feels like, you know, not exactly full-on panic mode, like I said. I asked earlier in the week, or last week, if they lose this game, is that panic mode? Because I do not think anybody, I shouldn't say anybody, I don't think that many people are in panic mode right now. Panic mode was the Sabres after three games, which of course they got to win, and they kind of fixed that for a little while. But panic mode on the Bills, the Houston game would definitely put your antenna up. But this one here tonight, I feel like you can get things back on track. I don't know how the Jets score on this defense. A lot of points. Maybe the game's going to be close because the Bills' offense doesn't have answers, but the Jets have Garrett Wilson, and the Bills have two corners that can probably handle him. Whether it's Rasul Douglas or it's Christian Benford. I mean, Benford, the numbers, the film, all the accolades starting to come to him, looks like a legitimate number one or number two, whatever. He's a number one corner. Christian Benford has turned into a great player. And that means you can probably take care of Garrett Wilson. Their second receivers are, you know, Mike Williams, Alan Lazard. Got Taron Johnson coming back. I'm going to feel great about that, too. There's no player on the Jets that I feel is, like, the guy to get over the top of them the way Nico Collins did. So the passing game, I think the Bills will be fine. And stopping the run, the Jets in this department, whether it's Breece Hall or Braylon Allen, I mean, there are some... there's some ability there, but I have faith the Bills can do it. So it's a Monday night game where it's going to be, can Aaron Rodgers out-duel Josh Allen? And even with a group of weapons that is probably not up to snuff, I feel like Allen will be fine. He'll find a way. This week, boy, are they ever going to drill into him taking the easy throw. I mean, the whole week is going to be about taking the easy throw. There were multiple times in Houston where he didn't. Part of the reason he went 9 for 30 in that game was the number of times he did not take what's right there. The free throw. The free easy button Kincaid, easy button Coleman, instead hunting for bigger gains on the road there in Houston. And maybe Houston baited them into it, maybe not. Houston closed the middle of the field and asked Allen to throw to the outside, throw outside the numbers, and they kind of baited him into it. This week, we'll see what the Jets do, but I feel like Joe Brady, a lot of it is going to be keeping things on schedule, and I don't know if they've got a code word before every snap, before the headset shuts off, but I feel like Allen is going to be absolutely drilled this week. Shorter. Take what's there. Take the freebies. And that really could come down to two guys being available that we have to wait on, James Cook and Khalil Shakir. I mean, Kincaid's in that mix too, but two of the three guys you would think will be the easy button throws, like Kincaid, yeah. Shakir, very important for this. And Cook has been a weapon here. Cook had one of their better plays against Houston. A check down to him, makes a couple guys miss, and gets a big gainer. So That's what I'm looking at. Defensively, I feel fine. I think the Bills are going to be fine. The Bills have a very good defense. Should I say great? I should probably pause. But the Bills have a good defense. They'll be fine. Can Josh Allen outduel Aaron Rodgers in what is probably going to be a lower scoring, and I want to say game manager kind of game, but I feel a game manager kind of game here in New York. We'll see what the weather forecast is going to be like. It's raining pretty much all through the Northeast. So if it's a wet one tonight, that could factor in as well. And it's a big one in the AFC East. 803-0550, that's the phone number. Give me a call. Your thoughts on it, your vibe going into tonight, your questions or concerns about this Bills defense. Tonight in New York, rain 43, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. So that sounds like a game to not be a lot of fun to be outside in. We wish Joe the best, as he'll be there at MetLife Stadium. But 803-0550, the phone number. Is this a game for you that you, A, feel good about, and B, what about it are you really looking into, really looking for? For me, it's can the Bills find answers to the sidelines, which don't have a lot of faith in. But maybe the continued growth of Keon Coleman, get him on the same page with Allen, keep working, keep getting that chemistry going, that can help. Do the Bills have a counterpunch for what teams have done to them in the last 2 weeks? Both Baltimore and Houston kind of playing them the same way. And will the Jets follow suit? There's one other thing I'm looking at for the Jets tonight. Like, just in the numbers of what a team does, what are their tendencies, what are they likely to do, not likely to do. If you look at how often the Jets get pressure, they generate pressure with four quite a bit. But that said, you know, pressure is determined by a number of things. It's how often you get to the quarterback, of course, right? We know that. But if the quarterback throws the ball quickly, it's tough to pressure the quarterback. If the quarterback holds on to the ball, you might have a better chance of getting pressure. And that's one thing about the Jets' schedule to this point. You know, week one, they play Brock Purdy, so that's maybe not the best example. But since then, it's Will Levis, Jacoby Brissett, Bo Nix, Sam Darnold. Those are the four quarterbacks they've played since their opener against Brock Purdy. So Allen is a different animal than all those guys. I mean, Purdy is good. Darnold's having a good year. But getting pressure on Allen with four, there's pressure and then there's, are you going to spy and send a guy late? Are you just going to spy like Houston did often? And what does Allen do with his feet? So the two numbers I wanted to tell you. One is pressure, how often the Jets get pressure. They often get pressure with four, as good as anybody in the league. The thing they don't do is they don't blitz. They blitz at a very low number. And you can find all this stuff at Pro Football Reference, you know, team stats, blitz percentage, hurry percentage, knockdown percentage. So I've got a team in the Jets that does get pressure with four and doesn't blitz. And there's, like I said, one real big question for me is, will they blitz? Will they decide to change things up for their own identity, really, and send the house at Allen? Because right now, this year, that is working. That is working for the teams that are playing against the Bills. Every single week, the amount of pressure Allen has faced, it's not exactly gone up every single week. There was a slight downtick maybe against Miami or maybe against Jacksonville. Either way, it is on the climb. If you were to, you know, put it on a graph, it's not a lot of pressure against Arizona. And then against Houston, 41% of the dropbacks were pressured. And Allen was 1 for 14 under pressure. So whether it's protection breakdowns, sending too many, the ball still in his hands because he's holding onto it because he can't find anybody right away or not using the easy button, that's where this game to me is won and lost. Will the Jets bring extra pressure? Will they try to force Allen into a mistake or just force him into making a throw he doesn't necessarily want to make? You know, you could say it's a mistake. You could say he throws a low percentage ball to Mac Hollins, and that's a third down incompletion. The Jets get the ball back. I mean, Allen might not throw a pick on that play, but the ball might go back to the Jets' offense. And that's, for me, the thing to watch. Will the Jets blitz? Will they look at what the Bills' offense has kind of become and say, we don't think you've got the guys on the outside. We're coming for your quarterback again. Because that's not only just a scary proposition game to game. That's also scary for the long term, keeping Allen upright, keeping him healthy, as we've watched him play for most of his career, he's been pretty good at avoiding injury. We are 5 weeks in, and he had, what, a hand injury due to a goal line jump over a safety, and he has taken some big, big hits the last 2 weeks. The one in Houston, so nasty that he's down for a while, has to go in the tent to be cleared by concussion protocol. The NFL and the NFLPA releasing a statement that their investigation found that all things were done well. And yet, I mean, if you're a Bills fan that wonders if he really got everything he needed there or should have gone back in, you are not alone. It made me uncomfortable to see him go back. So the weapons on the outside, the game plan to beat the blitz if the Jets bring it, that's my key. That's what I'm looking for. The Bills' defense against this team, I think it'll be fine. I think they'll be just fine. But how do the Bills hold up against the blitz if, in fact, the Jets do bring it? 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Quiet on the Davante Adams front. All I saw from him this weekend was a commercial for Taco Bell. You know, he's in those commercials. Nothing else from Davante Adams. Amari Cooper saw a little bit from the Browns, who lost again as their season goes down the tubes. You've got some teams out there that, as they start to fall apart, maybe you start to target their pieces. But nothing on Davante Adams. Maybe this is a breaking point game for either the Bills or the Jets to go get Adams. Because, actually, I shouldn't say that. The latest reporting on Adams, there was some Davante Adams reporting over the weekend. I just didn't really find it to be all that noteworthy. It was, sources indicate the Raiders might not trade him, which to me is not necessary to say as a story. Like, hey, source tells me a team that has a player on the team might continue to have him on the team. Like, okay, thanks. Great. That's almost a non-update. It felt to me like an update just to get Adams' name in the news. But if the Jets were to lose this game and drop to 2-4, I just wonder if that would motivate them more so, or the ship would sail. I mean, Adams is a difference maker for one of these two teams. The question is, who wants it more? And is Pittsburgh a real contender here? Who's the fourth team? The fourth team was Bills, Jets, Steelers, and who's the fourth team? Josh, who's the fourth team? Commanders,
Saints.
Saints, that's right. And the Saints, I mean, Spencer Rattler, maybe. They've got Chris Olave with a concussion problem. A lot of receivers in the NFL got concussions right now. Maybe you know this from a fantasy standpoint, but a lot of banged up receivers. Marvin Harrison Jr., concussion. Malik Nabers has missed two games with a concussion. Olave left yesterday with a concussion. Anyway, it's a good day in the NFL. Fun day to watch games. Drake May shows up and looks better than Jacoby Brissett. So the Patriots have a little bit of life, maybe not for the season, but for their young quarterback. Caleb Williams looks the part. Jaden Daniels, that game against the Ravens, good game. You know, the Ravens look like a real powerhouse. Washington had been hammering some teams. They beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati, and here's Baltimore getting a lead, and shocker here, holding on to it. They didn't give it back. But Baltimore to me looks like a legitimate powerhouse. Kansas City, they're unbeaten, but Baltimore looks like their top form is pretty good. The Bills, maybe we've yet to see their top form. Be nice to see it tonight. Primetime against the Jets. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. On the Bills and Monday Night Football, you can give me a call. Or if you want to get a thought in on the Sabres, who had a nice, real nice win over the weekend. Helped to have the Florida goalie give him a couple of freebies. Helped to have Florida missing a couple of important players. But there are signs on what the Sabres are doing. They probably deserve a little bit better than 1-3. And this week is big. It's the second week of the season. I know, stop me. But an opportunity to kind of restore what happened early. You can kind of undo Prague by beating three teams that, if we're being honest, if you're a good team, you should beat these three teams you're playing. Pittsburgh, Columbus, Chicago. 803-0550, our number. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. When we return, we've got Sal coming up at 7. No, sorry, Sal's at 8. Paul Hamilton at 7, recapping the Sabres a little bit, and turning the page to the Jets game here. Sal at 8, and then Paul Esden, who covers the Jets, will join us at 8:30. We'll talk about this team, whether or not they get the new coach bump, which is said quite a bit. There are some numbers on that that are interesting to me. We'll get you those as well. Happy Monday. Bring an umbrella. Bring a poncho. It's raining a lot. 803-0550, our number to get in touch with me and chat about this game tonight. I feel good. I feel good the Bills are going to win. I wonder about the Jets and if they're going to hammer Josh Allen on the blitz. Those are my two go-ins to this game. Feel good, think they'll be okay, but I'm wondering about that blitz. 803-0550, how about you? Give me a call. Jeremy and Joe, Joe out in New York tonight for the game against the Jets, which will be, of course, Monday Night Football and here on WG.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
GR.
Fakes to Allen, fakes to Swift, and there's Kmet. Cole Kmet. Touchdown. 31 yards. What a play.
Rich Eisen on the calls. The Bears blow out the Jaguars. Funny thing about the Jags, there's this new thing that happened with the Jets. Robert Saleh fired on the way back from London. Coming back from London is the new place to get fired. The problem with the Jaguars and Doug Peterson, who said they need a culture change, by the way, And then head coach saying, you know what, fire me. Just fire me. He's got to stay there for a week. The Jags host the Patriots next week in London. Could they lose to Drake May? Maybe. Drake May looked okay against the Texans. And he gets the Jaguars in London. So I don't think the Jaguars are going to fire a coach in the midst of a trip, but it could happen soon.
Imagine getting fired in London. Like, what are you going to do? There. Just hang out?
Yeah. It's happened before where a sports team has fired the coach and kind of in doing so told them not to get on the plane wherever they are. Like, it's a hockey team and they're in.
I think that happened to Gerard Gallant.
Yeah.
With the Knights, maybe?
They just left him in a city. If the Jaguars left Doug Peterson in London, it would be hilarious. The Jaguars, though, man, what a mess. Total mess. And they're getting blown out. They can't stop anybody. And we, of course, watch the Bills roll it up on the Jaguars. And maybe I'm also probably guilty of this, too. Got a little high on how good this Bills team was after the win against Jacksonville because, you know, I thought the Jags might be a scrappy potential playoff team, potential division winner, and they are in just a free fall, getting hammered by the Bears. The Bears have been trending the right direction, but anyway. 803-0550. Okay, two questions for you going into tonight's Monday Night Football. Question number one, who do you have winning this game? And number two, what could change that? Like, what do you think about the matchup? Who do you got and what could change it? For me, I've got the Bills. I think they'll win this game. I want to believe that they'll have some answers short-term offensively, especially against an opponent they see all the time. That's another factor here, right? They play the Jets, who they know, and Joe Brady would have coached against them at least once and beat them the last time. So I'm thinking they'll be okay. The thing that worries me is the thing that always worries me is their weapons. If there's no Shakir or no James Cook, then two of the easy buttons for Allen would be out. And that could be a problem. Will the Jets, I almost want to say change their stripes, but Jets don't. Well, Jets have stripes. Will they blitz? Will they make a point to push the issue against this Bills offense, which did not have answers against Houston? Will they try to bait Allen into throwing it over the top? Like, you know what we should do? Let's make him beat us deep. While other teams out there are forcing teams to throw short, will the Jets force the Bills to throw it long, thinking, you don't have anybody that can do it? You don't have the horses for that. 803-0550. Bob in Arkansas leads us off in this Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm staying dry. It's a rainy couple of days up here.
Yeah. I just was calling in. I was at the game in Houston last week. I guess to answer your question, I still feel good. You know, hope springs eternal. It's being a Bills fan, you got to stay true. I would lie if I said I wasn't concerned, you know, after seeing the game in person and just the predictability of the offense, whether it's the first down runs. I know you guys have talked about that, but they had a number of plays in that game where they had alignment eligible, sort of heavy set. And it seemed odd to me. They did it a bunch, and they did a couple play action off it, but it just seemed super predictable. They were going to the ground on most of it and just not able to really – do much. And it was almost like Houston was challenging them to throw, and they still wanted to kind of grind it out on that first down run. Anyways, I want to get your thoughts on that. And hey, man, go Bills.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. While I'm thinking about that, let me look at like run stop win rate for the Jets, because yeah, predictability of this offense is a good point to make, and it's been present. We're only 5 weeks in. Okay, week one. I can remember our conversation with Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. His week one evaluation of Bills Cardinals was, nice game. I look forward to seeing a little more of the playbook on first down because you're running it an awful lot. And then last week, it was either 19 or 20 out of 26 first and 10s, you're running it. And here's where you get a little bit of, what's the chicken or the egg, except it's a problem. It's because I've got an offense that struggles to pass the ball unpredictably. You know it's going to go to Shakir or Kincaid, and if it's going outside the numbers, that's a bit of a gamble. I don't necessarily want to gamble outside the numbers on first and 10. I don't have the kind of prolific passing offense. I don't think that I can just freely pass it on first and 10 all the time. I want that offense. So instead, they run on first and 10 a lot, a lot. And there's some numbers about predictability and some numbers about how run heavy they are. They have been very run heavy on first down. Do they see that as a formula for victory? Maybe. I'll pull up the Jets on the Monday, Buffalo Bills football Monday, and their run stop win rate, what their DVOA is against. You know all these fancy stats. You have to watch all the games. Just check it out. There's a number. How good are the Jets at stopping the run? And who are their best players at stopping the run? Then you got to look into who they played, all that good stuff. But run stop win rate. Okay, where are the Jets here for run stop win rate? They are against the run. Not great. Seventh. Okay, good. Seventh. So good against the run. Where are the Bills on this? Fifth. There's, you know, the Bills have been gashed on the ground. That happened against Baltimore. The Bills have been successful stopping the run in other games. It's not like Houston ran too much on them. The defense really locked it down in the second half of that game. The predictability of the offense. You know, that's, like I said, I drove in this morning thinking about Brady, and I don't know that we've heard a single call for him. And I don't know when that will happen. I just don't think it's likely at all. The Bills have, for me, this is like an identity decision, what kind of team they decided to become. And they've had really good stretches. But it feels like every 4 or 5 weeks we're back in this, what does this offense want to be conversation? This offense wants to be a yak offense, and we're trying to find ways to get the ball to some of their playmakers. And Curtis Samuel, that just doesn't happen. Okay, what about Dalton Kincaid? He has not been featured as a target in this offense the way that you probably thought he would. And it is kind of ironic that everybody eats as a mindset. We've already got to, in 5 weeks, the coordinator saying, yes, we have to get blank more involved. Oh, we'd like to get blank the ball more. And that's been Kincaid at one point this year. That's been Curtis Samuel at one point this year. Got to find a way. 803-0550. Kincaid last week, 2 for 34. I mean, the Bills threw it 30 times. And Kincaid had 2 catches. A 26-yard catch and an 8-yard catch. That's it. For your first-round pick tight end that How wrong is it to say that the choice of Kincaid fundamentally changed their offensive identity? They went from a team that almost never played two tight ends to a team that seems to want to really try to do that all the time. All the time might be a little strong there, but I'm talking about getting Dawson Knox back involved. Like, the draft pick of Kincaid erased Knox from existence. He's a ghost now. He's not really present, top of mind on pass-catching ideas. And when he was the primary tight end, he was generally fine. He's pretty good. He had 9 touchdowns the year before Kincaid got drafted, and the Bills went out and drafted a tight end. And now we are in a spot kind of waiting to see, all right, well, you got a 2-tight-end set. Are these two of the best tight ends in football? I don't know. They're paid, or at least the assets you use to have them are. I don't know if any other team has a highly paid tight end and a first-round tight end. But the Bills have that, and maybe this is a game where they can put it to work. 803-0550. Ethan in Buffalo. Hey, Ethan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good, Ethan. What's up?
So, in my opinion, I think the whole disarray of the Jets going on right now, I feel like they're going to just run all over us. You know, they have the two great backs back there, and we seems like we can never stop the run. And it's also with the two tight end thing, it just seems like we're still stuck in the Ken Dorsey, you know, offense, the scheme of it. And I don't know, I just called in to get your guys' thoughts.
Yeah, one thing, thanks, Ethan. One thing, so the run defense of the Bills, I mean, they got run over against Baltimore. But Breece Hall this year, he's at 3 yards a carry. Three. And it's funny, like, if you go the last 2 games, he's got his last 2 games. That's the Broncos and the Vikings. Breece Hall has 19 carries for 27 yards. The run attack for the Jets is not exactly Baltimore. I guess no one really is. But He hit the Bills for a long one last year, and there's definitely, it looks like there's been some, whatever, highlight reel stuff from him in the years past. For Braylon Allen, it's a little bit of a different story. Braylon Allen has had some success, but not a ton more. In their last three games, Braylon Allen has 26 carries for 100 yards, like 4 yards a carry. His longest of the season, two explosive runs, a 20-yarder. I don't know how much I should worry about it. The Bills, especially if Taron Johnson's back. That's key. If Taylor Rapp is back. By the way, Taylor Rapp, the story is he's going to wear the Guardian cap during the game, which, you know, like, we saw those in training camp, and I would predict on Taylor Rapp wearing a Guardian cap in games. The NFL made it where you can wear it. And not a lot of guys are doing that. They've done it in practice. They've done it in some preseason games. Not a lot of players are wearing the Guardian cap in the regular season games. And I would bet, you know, you probably have a lot of people out there that think, well, guys will call him soft or this or that. And I bet it's more likely he gets questions. What was it like? Did it feel any different? Did you notice anything? Because if you're the guy wearing it, you don't even see it. Of course, right? I bet he gets asked what it's like. How'd you like it? Did you notice a difference? And these guys are people. They want to probably stay healthy. It's kind of amazing that more are not opting for the Guardian caps. And Taylor Rapp is said to be doing that when the Bills play and when he's next in the lineup. 803-0550. Thanks, Ethan. The run game. But if the Jets get loose in the run game, it's another bad sign for the Bills. I mean, the Jets have not been able to do that yet. They've not gotten loose in the run game. Breece Hall's stats this year are just handoffs to nothing. Against New England, 16 for 54. I'd take that. There's not a stat line Breece Hall has this year that you would not take for the Bills. His biggest day was against the Titans, 14 for 62, no touchdowns. He maybe catches out of the backfield, a bigger issue. He can burn you in that way, but on the ground, right now the Jets are not doing it. They're not getting it done. 803-0550. Paul Hamilton, thanks Ethan for the phone call. Paul Hamilton, top of the hour, recapping the Sabres and setting the table again for Bills and Jets. Sal at 8, Paul Esden Jr. 8:30 on the Jets, and that new coach bump. I'll get you the stat on that. The new coach bump. What does it really mean? The last 24 years, I think it's since 2000. Know the number on this. How many times has it happened since 2000, and how often does a team win with the new coach bump? The Bills faced one of them last year as well, if you remember. 803-0550 on WGR.
Welcome into those of you who have come on over from the Dodgers winning Game 1 of the National League Championship Series 9-0 against the Mets, although if you stayed until that very last out, you are a Mets diehard.
A lot of series left for those of you rooting for the Mets. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's off today. He is in New York. He'll be at this game tonight at MetLife Stadium. I've not yet been to this stadium. I went to the Meadowlands long ago, but never this stadium. You know, put on a list of things to do. Bills and Jets from Monday Night Football. What did I tease, Josh? What did I say I was going to come back with? Oh, I know. The new coach bump. So last year, the Bills played a team that had the new coach bump. The Chargers. The Chargers fired Brandon Staley and gave the job to Giff Smith, if you remember that, last year. And the week before, so does this count as a bump if in 2023, this is last year's Chargers, you give up a million points and then fire your coach, and then the next week you have a competitive game. Is that a new coach bump? Does that count? I feel like that should count. In certain circumstances, when you give up as much as they did, you give up like 60. I feel like that should count as new coach bump. Since 2000, coaches that go in after a firing are 16 and 13. That's a bump, is it not? Last year, the Bills did not get new coach bumped, but The Chargers gave up 63 to the Raiders. And then 9 days later, they fired their coach, and they had a lead on the Bills until the end. They had a 22-21 lead on the Bills in the fourth quarter. So almost new coach bump for the Chargers. But new coach bump is 16 of 13. There are two parts of this new coach bump for the Jets. One is Jeff Ulbrich is their new head coach. Two, and this might be the Aaron Rodgers effect, right? Nathaniel Hackett did not get fired. He got demoted. How often does that happen? Does that, you lose play calling duties? That happens from time to time, but straight out demoted does not happen all that often. And that might be he's friends with Rodgers. He gets to keep his job. He gets to stay here. Aaron wants him around. But calling plays is Todd Downing, and there's lots of indications that he might want to run the ball an awful lot. So the Jets have a new head coach, a new play caller on the offensive side, and the Bills have, you know, everything still in place. We'll see if everybody can be healthy. Shakir, Cook, and what to make of Josh Allen's desperate need for a bounce back. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Monday Night Football on the way on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.